Praise the Lord. Shalom, my dear friends in Christ, brothers and sisters in Christ. We give all glory and honor unto the Lord. He is faithful, He is wonderful, and He is beautiful in all our lives. Praise the Lord. Let's turn our Bibles to James chapter 4, verse 14. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. Praise the Lord. What is our life? Appears for a little time and that's it, and then vanisheth away. And what we do in this little time of that appearing of that life, what we do with this life in that little time is what we are all going through. We thank the Lord for this wonderful opportunity. It's a privilege to live a life as a living sacrifice for Him. To live a life in that little time, He had chosen His appointed time of life to meet you, to meet me, to meet all of us, and He redeemed us back to Him. How faithful He is. We thank the Lord. We give thanks to the Lord. May the Lord bless us as we complete the series on how long, with the last and fifth topic today. How long is a question, and we end the series with the answer, it's time now. So the title of today's sharing is, how long, it's time now. Blessed be the name of the Lord. When Jesus Christ was giving parables, teachings, lessons, sermons, messages to the disciples and the people around, He was breathing life to His seeds. And in the book of Luke, chapter 12, when the Lord was giving a lesson about a rich man who was holding his treasures, thinking too much, planning too much, preparing himself as if that he holds his tomorrow, he holds his very own future, the one who was putting all his confidence upon himself and the treasures that he stored in earth for himself. In verse 18, that man was telling in his heart, and he said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall all those things be which thou hast provided? The great provider is asking a question to a man who thinks that he is also a provider for himself. May the Lord speak to our hearts today. It's not just the rich things of this world. It's not just the man's confidence in this world. But it's also the things that we think, that we possess, that we think that defines our life. Even the loved ones of our life, the relationships in our life, the weakness and strength of our life, whatever becomes stored in your heart, it becomes your treasure. Whether you like it or whether you hate it, whether you rejoice with it or whether you suffer with it, whatever you store in your heart, it becomes a treasure, a good treasure or evil treasure or something that you think that you could not get away. And the Lord has spoken to all of us in His word. What if our life is taken today, what will happen to all our justification, all our decisions, all the things that we did? The Lord wants us to listen to Him. Today is the day, for the Lord has made, and we rejoice and be glad in it, because we may not see another day without His grace and mercy. Amen. The Lord holds our tomorrow. He is the song of our salvation. So James and Luke presents how weak, how uncertain our life, which is nothing but a simple vapor which can appear for a moment and then vanish it away when the light comes and take it. So in that little time of our life, the Lord do not want us to build a big, great tower of Babel, because it's not going to stand. Rather, He wants us to find Him, meet Him, speak to Him, and run and hide in His strong tower. Amen. So when we receive the Lord, we start serving Him. There is excitement in the beginning. Then over time, our excitement turns into disappointment, frustration, weariness, because of we work together in a family of God. We serve the Lord with all our heart, with all our mind, our soul, our strength, everything for His glory as one body of Christ. So as we are all going through this process of perfection, while being imperfect to the state of being perfect as a bride for the groom, the Lord wants us to remember that He is faithful and He will fulfill whatever that He spoke concerning His children. So if we turn to be complacent, if we change our mind, our heart to be complacent and frozen or lazy, or do not think that it will happen anytime soon, thinking that it will take a time. In the book of John, chapter 4, verse 34 to 35, our Savior, the Lord of our harvest, He says in verse 34, Jesus said unto them, My meat is to do the will of Him that sent Me and to finish His work. Say not ye, don't think in your heart, and don't say from your mouth, for the mouth speaketh by the abundance of our heart. Amen. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. The Lord says, do not think and premeditate and presume that the promises of God, the fulfillment of God's word, and the mighty revival harvest, everything that our heart desires truly in the Spirit of God, do not think it may come far away from now. It may be fulfilled a long time after from now. The Lord says, lift up your eyes and look at the author of your salvation and feel the revelation. The time is now. The harvest is ready. And the revelation, the redemption, the deliverance, whatever the Lord has blessed you with, today is the day, is what the Lord is speaking to all of us. Let there be no complacency in our heart. For the past 4 days, by God's grace, we meditated on how long will you delay? How long will you hold? How long will you cry? How long? The Lord is speaking to our hearts. How long are we going to keep doing what we are doing that is against His will? We can't delay in keeping His commandments. We cannot hold any thoughts or pain or judgment against one another in our heart, for we are called to hold His hand. And we cannot keep doubting the work of the Lord in our life and the work of the Lord in the brother's life, sister's life, and in the church of God. The Lord is working. He is faithful. We can't doubt. We can't have this doubt in our heart. And also, we are also not supposed to cry for things which we are not supposed to cry. We can't keep worrying, hurting, loathing ourselves. But the Lord wants us to come and work with Him in the fields with joyful heart. So how long will you delay? Will you hold? Will you doubt? Will you cry? And the Lord wants us to answer to Him, for we have promised to Him. And the Lord says, say not ye that you will do this later. You will do this sometime after. And the Lord is asking all of us to lift up our eyes, lift up our hearts, bow our everything as a whole at His feet to receive what the Lord is speaking to us now, today, my brethren, today. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 1 to 4. The Lord is all about his children and the words he spoke concerning his children, for they are nothing but the parts of his word. Amen. Verse 2. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2. I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower, and will watch to see what he will say unto me, and what I shall answer when I am reproved. And the Lord answered me what he said, and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. What? The one who reads it should run. Run the race. We cannot crawl when we are in the race. We have to run. Give the best of our heart. Not to run and hit some wall to go weary, but rather to be led by the Spirit of God. To have the discernment when to rest, when to walk, when to run. What to do according to the leading of the Holy Spirit as one body of Christ, one congregation. The one who reads it, let him run it. And verse 3, for the vision is yet for an appointed time, known only to him, yes. But at the end it shall speak. When? At the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, the Lord says, yes, though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Spoken by the Lord, who can only say the foundation is sure. What he spoke is sure. So the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. He waited for you, my brother, my sister. He endured the pain and the shame for the joy that was set before him, the salvation of you and me. Why we can't do this for one another? Why we cannot show grace and mercy to one another, where you received abundantly everything from the Lord who dealt with you bountifully? Why we find reasons and justifications to delay, to hold, to cry, and to doubt? But rather the Lord says, come out of all of the stronghold. Lazarus, come out of the tomb. Walk before me. The Lord called all of us. Verse 4, behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him. The Lord speak to us. In Luke chapter 12, when that man was thinking, I can do all of this, I can speak to my own soul, and the Lord is speaking to that soul from the book of Habakkuk chapter 4, verse 2, verse 4, behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him. For the just shall live by his faith. Amen. We are called to live by his faith. Living by faith. In Philippians chapter 1 verse 5 to 6. Let's turn our Bibles. Philippians chapter 1 verse 5 to 6. For your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now. Not from any time until any time. From the first day until now, the very moment we read, we listen, and we encounter the work of the Lord in our life now. Because the word now is very important in scripture. We have to understand the time of the Lord, the appointed time of life in our lives. So the book of Philippians, it beautifully unfolds this wonderful lesson to all of us. For your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing. What is that very thing? That he which had begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Do we apply this verse to our heart just for ourselves, or do we consider this verse as one bride of Christ? Because when we think our life as a bride of Christ, it is not just you alone. Your brother, your sister, the fellowship that you are part of, the family of God, where in which you are rooted, planted to bloom for his glory. We must be confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in all of us, he will perform it until the day of Christ. That's why the Lord said, bear ye the burdens of one another and fulfill the law of Christ. So what we shall do? Hebrews chapter 4 verse 1 to 8. Let's turn our Bibles, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 1 to 8. Let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. It's true, all have sinned, and we all fall short of the glory of the Lord, but the Lord still, he gave us the promise, the comforter, the Holy Ghost, and the name of the Lord has been received by the water baptism in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord has given us the privilege to walk in his ways, and the Lord still wants us, therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. The Lord says, be aware of this vulnerability. He wants us. Verse 2, for unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them. To whom? The ones who do not receive. The Lord says, don't be the ones who don't receive my word, but be the ones who receive and do it. Not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. So, gospel was preached and some rejected and some received it. And not just that, the Lord also wants about being mixed with faith in them that heard it and those that did not hear it. So, verse 3 says, for we which have believed do enter into rest. As he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. For he spake in a certain place of the seventh day on this wise, and God did rest the seventh day from all his works. So he was working. Amen. He was working. He is working even now in you, in me, in all of us. Verse 5. And in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest. Seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein, as they to whom it was first preached enter not in because of unbelief. So unbelief can literally shut the door which was supposed to open for you, because no one can enter into the holy sanctuary of the Lord with unbelief. Amen? It will close the door. So, how long we will delay, how long we will hold, how long we will doubt, how long we will cry, you could see the root of all of this is unbelief, which is also the root cause of disobedience, isn't it? And verse 7, again, he limited a certain day. So what is that certain day in your life, my dear brother and my dear sister? We are all God's children. Amen. The Lord has planned a beautiful appointed time of life to meet every one of us in his season. It is not going to be on the same day. There is a certain day, a certain appointed time of life. The Lord will visit all of us to teach us, to mold us. So verse 7 says, again he limited a certain day, saying in David, today, after so long a time, as it is said, today if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Because the Lord says, when I present the opportunity, you shall take it with both your hands, with all that you have got. Because you do not know when he will give it to you again. For if Jesus had given them rest, then would he not afterward have spoken of another day? Beautiful. Verse 8. Again, for if Jesus had given them rest, then would he not afterward have spoken of another day? Today is the day. May the Lord bless us to teach us to number our days. Amen. Now, what shall we do as a seed of God, a child of God, a servant of God, a faithful follower of Christ? We have responsibilities in the house where we live, in the place where we work, in the church where we are rooted. No, we embrace the name of the Lord in our lives. So the Lord says, you have a responsibility, a beautiful one, a privileged one. Romans chapter 13 verse 11 to 4. Let's look at the way the Lord sees the time in our life. Chapter 13 verse 11 to 14. And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. I ask in the name of Jesus Christ, may the Lord prick our hearts, speak to our hearts, and pierce through our hearts with this double-edged sword. It's time, my precious brothers and sisters. It's high time to awake out of sleep. We can only work until there is a day. When the night cometh, no one can work. It is time. Verse 11 again, and that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness. Let us throw it away, my brothers and sisters. cast off the works of darkness. No more weariness, no more frozen, no more grumpiness, no more complaints. Let's come to the Lord's presence with a cheerful heart. Let's serve Him with all our life. And let us put on the armor of light. Verse 13, let us walk honestly, as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying. Not in strife and envying. If we deeply meditate the root cause of all the problems that we have in our life, it will be an outcome of these thoughts that are not blessed thoughts, but these thoughts that are wicked thoughts. Verse 14, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. The Lord says, put on me and do not feed your flesh. Do not fulfill the lust thereof. So this is the reason whatever that we received in the last 4 days concerning the delays, the prolonged time of darkness, isolation, weariness, suffering, that complacency, it all resulted because of thoughts that are not from the Spirit of the Lord. And we are called to overcome and come out of it. Let's read 2 Corinthians chapter 6. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. How beautifully the words are given to us, to all of us. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. We then, as workers together with Him, beseech you also that ye receive not the grace of God in vain. Amen. The word of God shall never return unto Him in vain. So the grace of God we all receive to serve Him, because we are the part of the word. Verse 2 is so beautiful. It brings us to the place whereby we can reflect our life on the last 4 days of sharing, and also today's, the last part. How long? The answer is, it is time now. Verse 2 says, for He saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Do you believe it? If we believe, we shall receive. As we meditate on His word of life right now, whatever that we are all going through, if you believe, now is the accepted time. And now is the day of salvation, day of redemption, day of restoration, day of healing, day of revival. The Lord can bring us out. His hands are always outstretched, and He just wants us to hold Him. He can pull you out of what you're going through right now. And we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. The victory is ours. Amen. Verse 3, giving no offense in anything, that the ministry be not blamed. Hallelujah. What a beautiful responsibility that we are all carrying in our life. Giving no offense in anything, that the ministry be not be blamed. Let us do not become those vessels who fulfill this warning that should not be fulfilled in our lives. And the chapter ends so beautifully. The Lord is calling us out of these tombs. Verse 16, and what agreement had the temple of God with idols? Idols of delaying His keeping commandments, idols of misunderstanding the scripture, idols of hurting, doubting, confusing, judging the brothers and sisters, idols of crying for things because of jealousy, envy, strife, idols of hurting ourselves by cutting the stones into two. Everything that is working against the Spirit of God, the Lord wants us to be delivered. For ye are the temple of the living God, as God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. It's a promise. Hallelujah. It's a promise. Remember thy promise, my brethren. Verse 17, wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, not from the congregation. Be ye separate by being inside the congregation, and separate yourself from the worldly things, lonely things, that is not godly things. Wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and the daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Lord is our life. The Lord is our light. The Lord is our everything. He don't want us to delay in doing the good things for Him. He don't want us to hold in keeping the bad things in our heart, because your heart is the house where He dwells. Do not hold grudges, complaints, criticism against one another. If we are deceived by such pain and hurt, you know what we will do? We would even speak bad about people who died and who passed away, but we could not stop speaking bad about them. That is so dangerous, my dear brethren. The book of Romans says we were walking dead. How? Before we received the true life, we were walking dead, true. But after we received the name of the Lord, the truth, if we can still speak evil about those who passed away, those who were taken by the Lord, which means there is something terribly wrong in our deep understanding, and we become the walking dead again by speaking evil of those who were passed away. That is not the calling of the Lord. The Lord wants us to be a living sacrifice, my brethren. May the Lord bless us to be delivered from all the hurt, all the pain, all the sorrow. He is your Redeemer. He is your Deliverer. He is the Prince of Peace. Embrace Him. Do not delay. Do not doubt. Do not cry. Do not wait for anything. Just come and serve the Lord with all your hearts. You are a child of God. You are a seed of God. Let there be no doubt of it. You are a servant of God. Let there be no doubt about it. The flesh will deceive you. Do not fall into the trap, my precious brothers and sisters. And the Lord has given us this wonderful assurance that He will see us through, and He will see all of us through. And we are called to be the companions of those who that fear the Lord. Amen. Lord bless us. And I pray the Lord speak to our hearts that if you want to do something for the Lord, if you want to do something for the church, if you want to be a part of something for the congregation of the Lord, don't wait. The scripture says it's time. The salvation is now. The accepted time is now. May the Lord heal all the broken hearts. May the Lord wipe away all the tears. May the Lord erase all the poisonous memories. May the Lord deliver all of those who are struggling in strongholds, bondage. May the Lord deliver all of us and place us on the Mount Zion to dance with Him, to sing with Him, to joyfully with the brethren, not giving up on one another. May the Lord help us. I thank the Lord for this wonderful opportunity and privilege to share the word of God with you all. I bless the name of the Lord for all of you. Thank you all for your prayers and your blessings for me, the church and the family here in Singapore. And we remember you all in our prayers. Thank you, Brother Andrew Fury, for the opportunity. We thank the Lord for all things. I just want to sing a short chorus as I close this sharing and the series. May the name of the Lord be glorified. Amen. No matter what storm clouds may rock the ship of mine, and the light of my Savior will lead me safely through the night. Though my ship may be rocky and my sails may be torn, I shall rest in the eye of the storm. How do we rest? I shall forever lift my eyes to Calvary to view the cross where Jesus died for me. How marvelous the grace that caught my falling soul. He looked beyond my fault and saw my need. Amen and amen. God bless you all. Shalom.